Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. I am reporting this month from Los Angeles, and as always, about things that are coming and or closing in New York and beyond. Anyway, I saw an interesting show here this past week. I was supposed to see two, but guess what? One got canceled at the last minute due to COVID in the cast. So I will save that one for next week. The one I did catch is called King James. No, not one of those kinds of kings. Hold on here. It's written by Rajiv Joseph and directed by Kenny Leone. Those are big names in the theater world. And this one actually started at the highly respected Steppenwolf Company in Chicago. It's a two-character piece starring Glenn Davis and Chris Perfetti. Perfetti is currently grabbing a lot of attention for his role in the TV series Abbott Elementary. They're both excellent. The show is comprised of a series of scenes that coincide with the basketball career of LeBron James. It takes place, therefore, in Cleveland, where James was first the teenage superstar, then Rookie of the Year, then the superstar of the Cavaliers, and then he left to join the Miami Heat. That upsets these two men beyond words. Well, one does say, he just gave Cleveland the finger. There's great humor in King James, but it gets tougher in spirit as it moves along, and yes, into the racial arena. But ultimately, it's a touching tale about friendship. Do you need to know all the athletes discussed? Well, my son is a sports writer, and I can say it helps, but it is by no means essential. Will this one move to New York? Well, as with most shows, that's the hope. And I can see a company like The Roundabout putting it up. I was happy, by the way, to see a large group of students, part of a summer acting program at USC at the Mark Taper Forum to see this. And, by the way, got totally into it. I can tell you that the stage scene out here is alive and even ahead of the game in some ways. For example, the Hollywood Theater The Fountain, which was the first to bravely put up something during the pandemic in its parking lot, may be the first to respond to the recent Supreme Court ruling that has many up in arms. In what it calls a hyper-reading, actors with scripts in their hands are performing a play called Roe, R-O-E, by Lisa Loomer. She's a well-regarded playwright. Apparently, Loomer has regularly updated the opening and closing of Roe to reflect the latest social, political, and legal attitudes about abortion rights, giving the production since the play's premiere in 2016 a refreshed urgency. Now, this one runs through July 10th, unless it gets extended, which is possible. And I would not be surprised if other theaters around the country are taking notice. A new show has just gone up in New York at the McGinn-Cazale venue, which also deals slightly with that subject. By the way, that theater, the McGinn-Cazale, is on the Upper West Side, and it's been closed for 5 years. So this is kind of exciting. The show is called 58% of. 58% of, that's the name. And it deals with two sets of women of very different politics. I interviewed the writer, Steph Del Rosso, last week, who says no one gets off the hook in this fast-paced political piece. The show is garnering some nice attention. By the way, that 58% of refers to the number of women who voted for you-know-who in 2016. As for things to look forward to on New York stages come this fall, the news about playwrights Tom Stoppard and David Hare is making me very happy. Stoppard's Leopold Stotz finally arrives in October on Broadway. It is long and very autobiographical. You may recall when I was reading the 800-page bio about Stoppard and reporting on it here weekly. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that one. David Hare's latest is about a man who means a lot in New York history, as in Robert Moses. By the way, he was also the subject of a very lengthy masterpiece biography by Robert Caro. The play is called Straight Line Crazy. It's been a hit in London, and it stars Ray Fiennes. That one will perform at The Shed in New York's Hudson Yards complex. So all that's coming to, but all that is coming to New York is not necessarily that heavy. The jukebox musical most anticipated, I would say, is Beautiful Noise about Neil Diamond. As for other big names coming to the stages there, four-time Emmy winner Jim Parsons of The Big Bang Theory will star in the Classic Stage Company's fall production of A Man of No Importance. That begins off-Broadway October 11th, prior to an official opening October 30th. Parsons has been seen on Broadway in The Boys in the Band, The Normal Heart, An Act of God, and Harvey. And in your neck of the woods, as we speak, the Williamstown Festival is offering Most Happy in Concert. This is from Daniel Fish, the director of the boldly, and I will say controversially, reimagined Tony Award-winning revival of Oklahoma. This one draws on a broad range of musical genres, and it's performed by a company of 20 actors and musicians. Most Happy in Concert begins performances on July 13th. And at the Great Barrington Stage Company comes ABCD, wherein at two very different institutions, an underserved school on the verge of shutdown and an elite magnet program nearby, take some risky actions on standardized tests. Sounds good. Speaking of plays about education, if you are near Martha's Vineyard, and don't we all wish we were, a good one called The Niceties by Eleanor Burgess is at the Vineyard Playhouse. That one features Amy Brenneman. She's now one of the stars of the popular limited series, The Old Man. I don't know if you're watching that, but I am, with John Lithgow and Jeff Bridges. Anyway, that one performs this week, and let's keep an eye on it in case Niceties streams, which is possible. I have reviewed that show here after seeing the production, and I mean here, I actually saw it in Los Angeles at the Geffen Playhouse, where I will be going this week, assuming the only thing that tests positive will be the reviews of the show. And a big death in the theater world has just occurred, just being reported today, that of British director Peter Brook. He was truly a legend, groundbreaking. He transformed 20th century theater. Those are just a few of the descriptions about his work, which crossed the ocean many times. He won Tony Awards, and I believe I saw his Carmen when I first moved to New York, and it was the first time I realized I actually might enjoy opera. Anyway, Peter Brook was 97, a long theatrical life, well lived. Anyway, I'll see you next week from here in Los Angeles.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Marshall, have a good day there.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Happy 4th. Bye-bye.
Baltimore,
a chance for stage folk to say hello.
Another opening of another show, another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse, 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse.
Cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Another opening, another show.
In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore.
A chance for stage folk to say hello.
Another opening of another show. Another job that you hope.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.